நாராயணம் நமஸ்கிருத்ய ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய ஓம் ஓம் அஜ்ஞான திமிரந்தஸ்ய நமஸ்கிருத்ய. Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 11, The Transcendental Qualities of Vritrasura, Text Number 25. Na, 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 ka, pristam, na, cha, paramestyam. Na sarva bhumam na prasadi patyam na yuga siddhire apurna bhavamba samanjasa tva virahaya kankshe. And purported by His Divine Grace, Lacey Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki. O my Lord, source of all opportunities, I do not desire to enjoy in Dhruva Loka, the heavenly planets, or the planet where Lord Brahma resides, nor do I want to be the supreme ruler of all the earthly planets, or the lower planetary systems. I do not desire to be master of the powers of mystic yoga, nor do I want liberation if I have to give up your lotus feet. Purport. A pure devotee never desires to gain material opportunities by rendering transcendental loving service to the Lord. A pure devotee desires only to engage in loving service to the Lord, in the constant association of the Lord and His eternal associates, as stated in the previous verse, Dasanu Daso Bhavi Tasmi, as confirmed by Narottam Das Thakura, Tandera Charane Sevi Bhaktasani Vasa Janame Janame Haya E Adilas. To serve the Lord and the servant of His servants in association of devotees is the only objective of a pure, unalloyed devotee. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
It's better. The transcendental qualities of Vritrasura. One of them is mentioned here. He said he don't want to be in the position of Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma is Veda Garbha. He is Atmabhu. He has no material mother or father. And he does not have a university that he attended. No engineering college which he attended. He is the first personality in the material world. That means we are all his children. So he's not a great person. He's not a small person. He's a really very powerful and a great and important person. But Vritrasura said, I don't want this position of Brahma. He has minimized Brahma's position. I don't want. Something we don't want, it has no value for us. It means it is not to our quality, to our taste. So Vritrasura said, I don't want the position of the Brahma. I don't want Dhruva Loka.
Dhruva Maharaj, such a powerful, pure devotee, stays in the pole star. Very nice, wonderful. It's almost like a tenor. But here, Mr. Sura says, I don't want. I'm not interested in pole star or to have the devotional life of Dhruva Maharaj. I am also not interested in the heavenly planet. What is the use of being the lord of the material world? In this material world, the knowledge which we get from the universities, we spend somewhat money to get. The knowledge which we get from material dealings and experience with material energy, the wonderful associations we have with the friends and well-wishers and loving parent or affectionate mother or father or wife or husband or children, the openness we struggle seriously to acquire money for our sense gratification, the fame, the prestige, and above all, the wonderful body which we use in acquiring all these things for our enjoyment, it will be taken away. All of them will be taken away at the time of death. When we struggle seriously, even the most loving associates in this material world, two things are so important: money and the well-wishers, good friends are very important. The last thing we want to give up in the material world, these things are going to be taken away. At the time of day when the wonderful body is put in the grave, all our friends, lovers, they will walk out of you. I will never think as unimportant as it is. They will not. In my country, Nigeria, this one man is very wealthy, materially very wealthy. And he has, because he's very wealthy, he has so many wives. The facility is there for single education. He has so many wives, like my father. My father has four wives. This man, he has six wives. And he has 25 cars that cost 35 million each. 25 of those cars. So this man, he died, and his body was kept in the mortuary for some time. When they were taking the body to the village for burial, 100 cars escorted the dead body. His wife and the children were the last of the cars out of the 100. Why? Because the body was smelling. The most closest person to him while he was alive was the wife and the children, but they were the last cars behind the 100. So the illusion of material existence is so great that while we are in the body, we have intense anxiety, and the living entity sufficiently struggled to maintain and enjoy the material body. We are seriously struggling. Every day we are expanding our illusion. You're like someone who is moving in a circle. It's what our scripture says, samsara, in a circle. Our advancement means we are rotating and we are squeezing our speed.
That's advancement, material civilization. That's what it means.
You're not going anywhere, just that we are just rotating within the circle, but we are increasing the speed. And that increment in the speed covers our intelligence to see the reality.
So, they walk after the man after the body was put in the grave. Everybody walk out of him. That what is going to happen to every one of us. Our well wishers are going to walk out of us. Leave the body there. Therefore, what are we struggling for? What is it we are struggling for? That which is temporary, that is going to perish. We'll never see it again. And when the soul comes back in the next life, he's going to go again to university, going to create another associate, he's going to struggle again to acquire the same thing. So Prahlad Maharaj said, Matirne Krishna Paratos Atova Mitovi Padita Grihavatanam Madanta Gubi Vishatam Tamishnam Puna Puna Charava Charanam. Matirne Krishna, for those who have concluded Kama Boga Parama, that the process of sense gratification is the supreme, Matirne Krishna, they would never attain Krishna. Not possible. To be Krishna conscious in that way. Even if we make inquiry out of our own ignorance, we make conference at United Nations Organization. They simply increase the flags. That's all the advancement, the achievement. But the purpose of United Nations is a failure. They have not achieved it. Brita Sura is saying here, therefore, out of experience, I have no interest in all this. I'm not interested. I don't want to waste my time with all these things. Why? He gave his example here. He gave his reason. He said, if these things will make me not to be attached to your lotus feet. What is he saying? He's saying that I'm interested only in those things that have connection with you. Krishna consciousness. And the quality of a devotee is described here. And also in many places in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. So Prabhupada said, a pure devotee never desires to gain material opportunities. Why is that? They only give pain, no satisfaction. The ultimate end we struggle for material facility is to enjoy. But we have not seen someone who is enjoying. I met one man one day, he is a big man in a different country in West Africa. So his son, one of his children, he's a devotee. So he came and he said, my father is very sick. Please come and do some prayers and have some kirtan for him. So we went there. And the house alone, which he's living, is bigger than this compound. That is his own house. We're not talking of other adjoining buildings. And he's lying down and crying. Why is he crying? He's a big man. He is well educated. He has held very important positions in the country. He has fame. He has money. He has good associates. But he's lying down there and he's crying. Why is he crying? Means that he has lived a very sinful life. He has not given up the body. He's suffering. What will happen after quitting the body? Who can tell the number of hells going to go? Therefore, Vritasura said, I am not interested in these processes that will give only pain. I want the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Why? Because that's what gives satisfaction. Therefore, a pure devotee has no interest in material things. A pure devotee interest is only for devotional service of Lord Krishna. Every morning we pray Mother Tulsi. Every morning we chant prayer from Mother Tulsi. We are singing. Dear Mother, the only desire left in my heart is to serve Sisi Radha and Krishna. Yesterday, His Holiness Radha Maharaj said that that cheated on it. It is true. We are singing like that. But it is not that every one of us, we have this consciousness that only desire left in my heart is to serve Sisi Radha and Krishna. One can say, but I'm Hare Krishna temple and chanting Sisi around. What do you mean? If it is not my desire, why am I here? The third canto of Bhagavatam said that devotional service are in three categories. Devotional service in the mode of ignorance, passion, and goodness. Why is it graded? Devotional service is transcendental. But those who practice are practicing in three modes. So if everyone in Krishna consciousness, our desire, the only desire left in my heart is to serve Sisi Radha and Krishna, why there is mode of ignorance, passion, and goodness? It means that some of us have not come to that level. But the process of Krishna consciousness is to propel us to come to that level of having no desire else but this desire to serve Sisi Radha and Krishna. And as the Prabhupada continues to say, that the devotee, a pure devotee, desires only to engage in loving service to the Lord in a constant association of the Lord and His eternal associates. As stated in the previous verse, Dasa Anu Dasa, Das Das Anu Dasa, servant of the servant of the servant. Material world, the servant is not an important person. The servant is not an important person. The servant is a low-class person, is not considered. Like one day, one man, he went to visit his friend. He didn't meet his friend, but he saw the servant of this man, his friend, and the security guard. So the next day he met his friend and he said, "My dear friend, yesterday I came to your house. I didn't meet anybody." What is he saying? He's saying that the servant and the security guard, they are nobody. Because they are servants. Useless. You are the only person because you are the big man. So this is the situation in the material world. That the servant is not important. But in the spiritual world, the servant is most important. Opposite. How important is the servant? Krishna himself, he said, "Aham bhakta paradina. Aham bhakta paradina. Hi aswatantra dvija. Sadbi grasta hridhayo. Bhakta bhakta jane priya." My devotees, they have no material desire. My devotees, their heart is completely free from all material desires. They have nothing else in their mind, only me. Therefore, they are my shelter. I don't have my shelter. My shelter is the devotees. Therefore, they are very dear to me. Not only the devotees are so dear to me, bhakta, bhakta, parijana, the devotees of my devotees are very, very dear to me. And he told Uddhava, "My dear Uddhava, listen, Atma Yoni, Lord Brahma, is not very dear to me. He has a very big position, but it's not so dear to me. That's why, rest assured, I don't want to take the position of Brahma, because he's not so dear to Krishna. Krishna himself was speaking this. Sankara is not so dear to me. Lord Shiva, Solapani, such a great, wonderful person. Lord Krishna is saying, he's not so dear to me. Shri, my own wife, he's not so dear to me. But of Sankarsan, Lord Balaram, he's not so dear to me. Not that Brahma, Shiva, Shri, and my brother, Balaram, is not so dear to me. Even myself, I'm not so dear to myself like you. Why is that? You're a devotee. He's a devotee. Very dear to Krishna. Because he's a devotee. Why is he so dear to Lord Krishna? He has no material desires. The heart is devoid of material desires. Therefore, because the heart is free from material desires, he is free from envy. He can understand Krishna. A person who has material desire can never understand Krishna. Therefore, the position of a devotee is so glorious. Wonderful. The Krishna comes in. If he told, what's his name? Priyavrata. Krishna told him when he appeared in the fish incarnation, small. He told the king, I am afraid of the big, big fishes in the world. If you throw me in the water, they will eat me up. You are a protector. Therefore, I beg shelter from you. A devotee has problem, he goes to Krishna and pray. But now Krishna is praying for his devotees for protection. But he has himself declared boldly an open field. Sarva dharma parichayam mamekam saranam praja aham tvam sarva pradibhyo moksha isami masuchaha. But now he is looking for protection. He said, if you surrender to me, I'll give you protection. Now himself is looking for protection. So when is he going to protect us? When is Krishna going to protect us? When he himself is now looking for protection from his devotees? Is a devotee who should take shelter of get protection from Krishna, or Krishna who should protect the devotee? Krishna is glorifying the position of his devotees. He wants to establish his devotees as supreme. Yes. Every person wants to show the best we have to friends. So Krishna is showing the best of what he has. What is the best? His devotees. So the intelligence of Rita Asura here is very important. It's teaching us here how a devotee should have a consciousness that befits a devotee. Character is a character that preaches, not the words. The words anyone can say, even a frog can say something. But characters preaches. But is the character? Radha Swami yesterday he mentioned. They ornament that. Decorate the body of a devotee is not the dhoti. It's the etiquette of a Vaishnava. It's character. So our Krishna consciousness will be practiced in such a way that we come to this level. Becoming completely material, impoverished. No more material desire. Krishna Bhakta and this Kamateva Santa. He said, mystic profession, I have no interest in them. Why? Why you have no interest in such a wonderful thing? Those of us who are coming from different countries to come here, you know how much, especially from a country, difficult to get money to come here. See, if I have the power of a yogi, I can just trade my leg from my country to India here. So I don't worry. Please assure, I don't want this mystic power. I want it. Because it's very, very dear to me. I can easily, or this ocean in my country, I just enter the ocean, open my head, Swami in Ganges here in India. Mr. Swear said, I don't want this. I don't want. Why is he not looking for this? Is he interested in this thing? Because the impediment on the process of pure devotional service. Impediment. Devotees, we don't want any impediment. Anything that will come before us, between us and Krishna, we don't want. Not things will come between us and Krishna. We don't want. But in matter also, this is his consciousness. Krishna and Balaram, they went to visit Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj, he prayed to Lord Krishna, please, my dear Krishna, I don't want any association. It's the same thing he's saying here. I don't want any association. If you want to give me association, let it be only your devotees. Because your devotees, they will only speak about you. When you get businessman and the businessman, they sit together, they're talking about business. Right? In every association, people together, that is what they discuss. Similarly, for a devotee, when the devotees comes together, they're talking about Krishna. This is our occupation, to talk about Krishna. The supreme occupation of a devotee is to talk about Krishna, to hear about Krishna, to do service for Krishna. We don't want anything else that will be in between us. Anything comes in between us becomes the deity. There's no second deity. We have only one deity. The supreme personality of Godhead. And we are satisfied with that. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna.
Yes. Good. Thank you very much. Any comments or question? Yes, Babuji.
No one is. Oh. What I'm hearing, you're saying that Krishna is saying, no one is more dear to me. No one is more dear to me than my devotee. That's the best that Krishna has, his devotees. And I talked to the microphone. Okay. And so devotees being the most dear thing that Krishna has, we see so many devotees, although Krishna's devotees are very dear to him, seem to have left, you know, came to the movement and left. And what is it that takes, is it just Maya or Nartas that takes the devotees away? Or is it just their desires? Or is it because usually people don't really care how much you know until they know how much you care, I find. It's usually the case. Like if a child is in a good family and the mother and father is taking very nice care of the child, it's very difficult to even, usually the parents have to ask the kid to leave because the kid is so well taken care of. So in a family of devotees, in my travels around, I see so many, very few God brothers and God sisters from my time in the movement. And is it just the Renatas that take them away, or is it because maybe not so much cared for, or what's your feeling on that?
Thank you. A good question. What takes one away from Krishna consciousness, from devotional service? One devotee wrote a letter to Prabhupada and was asking him the same question. So, Prabhupada, I've seen so many devotees leaving the movement. So, why is it? What is happening? And what should I do so that I don't be on the same path? So, Prabhupada replied him. We have been given opportunity to become Krishna conscious. If we think that I am now transcendental, it's a problem. We have been given opportunity to become transcendental. So we have to follow the process of transformation to become transcendental. If you think that I'm now already transcendental, it's a problem. What is the problem? There will be negligence and chanting. This is sin. So Prabhupada mentioned 14 to him. If you don't want to follow in the same way, you should chant Hare Krishna mantras and sit on the bed without offense regularly. Every day. Sincere has to be chanted without offense every day. It's our security. Prabhupada said, read my book diligently. Every day. It's an offense not to read every day. So to read every day. Keep the four regulative principles. Here Prabhupada said, in the constant association of the Lord and His eternal associates. So we do our service in the association of devotees. If these four things is done in the proper consciousness, it's a guarantee of success. No one will leave the process of Christian consciousness. It is not that Krishna is not the supreme personality of Godhead. It is not that we don't have bona fide acharyas. It is not that the scripture is not perfect. No. All of them are bona fide. They are perfect. But the problem is that we don't understand it. Therefore, we minimize the potency of Krishna consciousness. And that brings the problem. Anyone who does not sense the sin and you have problem. Definitely. You definitely have problem. To come to a Christian consciousness, we have given up our education, we have given up our wonderful family association, we have given up our prestige. After some years in the movement, and we are going back to those things. That is not success. It's a failure. The primary thing has become secondary, and the secondary thing has become the primary thing. Opposite. No. We should progress. We should make progress. And that progress comes from our proper attitude in practicing everything which is necessary in Christian consciousness. It means our associations should be proper. Our reading, our hearing and chanting should be proper. Our attitude in service that we do should be proper. It's our protection. If we remove this thing, then we have no shelter. And then there will be a problem. That what is happening. Yes, sir.
A good devotee basically is a servant to the servant of Krishna. So who is a servant of Krishna?
Servant of Krishna is a servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna's servant.
So basically the whole world, if you see an ant, any insect, any animal, any tree, they all serving Krishna.
Yes.
Even the sun and moon and sea, everything which whatever is here is serving only Krishna.
Yes.
So should we serve the whole matlab, basically the universe? So basically it is that is it personal or is it universal?
Every living entity are devotees of Krishna. Everyone. All devotees of Krishna. But we are talking of a pure devotee of Krishna. Pure devotee of Krishna is different from a normal devotee. Yes, we want to respect an ant, we want to respect a tree, we want to respect all living entities, but we have ultimate respect for the pure devotee of Krishna and Krishna himself. So our worship is for Krishna and the pure devotees. Not that I should worship a ghost in a tree because it's also a spirit soul. Yes, tiger is a spirit soul, snake is a spirit soul, but you can't embrace them.
That mean basically it's the human basic duty is to serve the nature also.
To serve
the smallest to the biggest.
To serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Krishna. All the expansions and energies of Krishna, yes, they are there. But Krishna himself, we should serve. Here we have Krishna standing here. In India here there are no scarcity of demigod worship. But here is Radha Gopinanda this year. Distinguished from others. Because he is Param. No one is equal to him. And no one can go above him. Everything is under him. Maya adyakshina prakriti suvati sara chara charam. Nature is under my superintendence. It works under my direction. Everything is under my control. But if you worship everything else in the name of Krishna, I will not get Krishna. Even Krishna has not avatar corrupted for the Shukran too. These are unlimited incarnations. But Krishna Swayam is different. That is where we should worship.
I was not talking of worshipping. I was asking what is said. Servant of the servant of... You should see yourself as a servant to the servant of Krishna.
Yes.
So every living thing, basically they are given some task by Krishna.
Yes.
Even an ant or a lion or a deer or a goat or a tree. Even tree is feeding the rest, whole of the living things.
Yes.
Whatever food we get, we are getting from the trees only. And that is the service that tree is providing all living beings. So basically, what I asked you was, the servant to the servant of Krishna. So even a tree is a servant to Krishna.
Yes,
it is serving Krishna's creations. And same way for tiger also. Basically, thus what the Lord has asked us is to first serve all the creations that He has made, then come to me.
No. Serve. If you,
because they are also servants of God only, so they are the.
They are, yes, they
and
are.
If I want to be servant to the servant, then I have to be servant to.
So Prabhupada gave example, of a tree. If you put water on the root of a tree, you have nourished the whole tree. It doesn't make sense to water all the branches and the leaves of the tree, but it makes sense to water the root. What is the root? The root is Krishna and His pure devotees. If we serve the pure devotee and Krishna, we have served all other living entities. The plant and the insect and the trees will also serve them. You know how many ants are in this world, in this universe? You know how many of them are there? So if you want to worship all of them, what will happen? What time will you have to eat to have strength to serve them?
I'm sorry.
Try to understand. If you want to worship all the ants, what time will you have to eat yourself to have the strength to serve them tomorrow? If you simply serve Krishna and his pure devotee, you have done everything at once. Like if you go to a supermarket, or proper use the word of a reservoir of water.
Huh? Not mean worship in the form of one ant and personalized worship. Like we have an environment which we are destroying. Hmm. And we are destroying Krishna. In fact, every human being today is the biggest destroyer of Krishna only. In the form of the nature and its creations.
The best way you can stay in this material free from any problem is to surrender to Krishna. Sarva dharma parityajam mam ekam saranam bhajam. I and you. When we become connected, when you surrender unto me, then Papa will be cleansed. No one can stay in this material world, do anything you want to do, and we're not implicated. Nobody. The best way you can be free from any implication and do anything is to take shelter of Krishna. You understand?
Slight.
You understand?
Little bit. Because if I serve, like for example, I serve a guru, then as a disciple, I am contaminating my guru also because I am...
You are not contaminating your guru. Guru is never contaminated because guru and Krishna, they are one. You can't separate Krishna and guru. They are one. So when we contaminated, come and serve the pure, they are pure because they can never be contaminated by us. They will get us contaminated, become pure like them. That is why Krishna recommended we should worship acharyas.
Because
that is their perfection. That is their quality they have, that we have to worship them. Now, we cook boga, sinful, we give it to Krishna, but Krishna returns it back to his prasada. You know, more boga. It's different. So we also boga, and we come to the shelter of a pure devotee. He makes us prasada. We are no more boga. If a guru becomes contaminated because of contamination, he is not a guru. A guru means he is 100% pure. Huh? Bhagavad Gita said that Gyanina Tattva Darsi. What does he mean by that? You have seen the truth. What is truth? Krishna. A guru is one who sees Krishna. It means that they are connected. So when we come in contact with the guru, they get us purified. We don't contaminate guru.
I meant attachment. Like basically, even when you serve somebody, you get attached to that person.
Yes, we can't assume attachment. Yeah, we become attached to guru.
But yes, what you say is you are right because the guru cannot be contaminated.
Mm. Therefore, the scripture said, for one who has unflinching attachment which has no wavering, for Guru and Krishna, only him or her can understand this, can understand Krishna, can be a devotee. Others cannot. So we should be attached to Guru. Right?
Right.
So have 100% faith in Guru, confidence in Guru. Yes, he can deliver me. He is pure, I am not pure. Therefore, I should go to Guru. So he can deliver us. Right? If someone takes train from here to Calcutta, he will appear in Vrindavan? Huh? Have you seen that before? No. If you worship Krishna, you will get Krishna. If you worship demigod, you get demigods. If you worship ants, you will get ants. If you worship Krishna, you get Krishna.
I was basically not asking we have to worship ants. What I meant was the statement was made by the servant of the servant. So basically it was the Lord wants you to first, as human beings, we are the most powerful. So what I meant was the Lord is asking you to first serve every of the small things he has made. And
you don't have power to do that. You don't have power to serve that. You only have power to serve Krishna. If we have intelligence, we should just surrender to Krishna. We surrender Krishna, you will serve all the other personalities that need to be served.
Right.
It is simple. Just take a shortcut. Our acharyas and the scripture are very, very compassionate. They have already made the way for us. Sukadeva Goswami used the word in Bhagavatam, Nirnitam. Nirnitam means it has been concluded, it is decided already. That one who follows the path of Krishna consciousness is guaranteed success. इसको फॉन्ड चेहरा जगह गुरु स्वयं प्रभुपाद की।